Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Breese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Roshni Nader Mahatra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And glad to be with you. You wear many hats in life, and many of them are about building a better society globally. But one of them is you are the chairperson for HCL Tech. Now, HCL Tech is a large organization, 219,000 employees, over $11 billion in revenue. Talk about what the organization is, but even more so, what your vision for the organization and how it can transform society.
Thank you so much. As you said, yes, HCL Tech is a big organization. We're now 225,000. So growing as we speak across 52 countries and $12 billion in revenue. HCL Tech was formed out of the HCL Group. And the HCL Group was founded in India by my father in 1976. India's original garage startup, we built India's first 8-bit microprocessor-based PC. And in the late 90s, pivoted from hardware to IT services. And even though the company is HCL Tech and the core of our business is software and IT services, I think with 225,000 people, we're as much a company of technology as we are a company of people. And the number of people that we have are across 52 countries, multicultural, multi-generational, and the average age is about 24. So I think that when I think of a vision or a direction for HCL, technology, I think most technology companies, including us, will figure out. But people and culture is really truly the DNA. And how we define HCL Tech as a company which is for the communities and for the people and for the planet and where we exist and where we operate is something that's truly core to our DNA. And I think with an average age of 24, I think it matters to today's generation a lot. And really, I want to see it evolve into becoming much more of a force at HCL Tech.
Well, let's talk about that force, and let's talk about the concept of reputation, which is obviously critical to you. What do you see that force being, and what is the role of reputation?
Well, I think at HCL Tech, we have about 180,000 employees out of India, out of our 225,000. We are very committed to our people and our communities. We have, through our CSR, about 500 NGO partners. We have a very robust employee engagement program. People want to make an impact and they want to engage outside the workplace. And I think that's where reputation comes in, because a lot of reputation is word of mouth. And it's not just word of mouth of, you know, I'm at this great company and you should come and work here. But I'm at a company that's helping making an impact in the community, working with partners, you know, on the ground. So I'm hoping that we can replicate that model in different parts of the world where HCL Tech also exists, and do many more programs here in the U.S., you know, in Europe, in Australia, and really not only be known for being a good tech company to work at, but generally a good institution to work at, which is working on, you know, development and impact for communities and the society.
That is certainly exciting, and you've had tremendous growth. I even thought it was 219,000, and very quickly, you're 225,000. So let's also shift about the entire global ecosystem. And so I went to school. I was fortunate at UNIS, United Nations International School. And I remember, this is years ago, we used to always talk about a better world. So many years ago, but it seems like all the things you're actually doing and bringing them into play, and you're taking issues of significant scope. So let's start off with the concept of water and fresh water. And what you've done with the $15 million World Economic Forum, but what are you trying to accomplish?
I think on a personal level, I, of course, come from a country where water and access to fresh water is a very big issue. And I just felt that everybody today, because of ESG, because of climate change, there's a lot of discussion around carbon. But I don't think that people realize that the world will probably run out of fresh water before anything else. There are only 4% of the world's water, you know, is fresh water. And only about a percentage and a half of it is accessible to the human race. And fresh water is what we need to survive, and not just us, biodiversity in general. So I just think that fresh water was so important. And there are many great entrepreneurs working all over the world on fresh water. And for HCL Tech to be able to tap into these aquapreneurs, to be able to tap into these innovative solutions, maybe even pilot them in India, where we have such a large workforce, but also, you know, pilot them in other geographies. Because I think the advantage we have as an organization is we exist in so many countries, actually with roots, because we've got people working there. If we can source global solutions and use them in different communities that we exist, I think that's the power of a global organization. And water is just something that wasn't being spoken about as much, fresh water. In fact, the UN is having a water summit in 2023 in March in New York. And it's the first water summit that the UN is having after 43 years. So it goes to show that for almost four decades, there's been a lot of discussion around, of course, carbon and climate change. And, you know, the world is facing many issues, but not water, which is very strange. So it's a focus area for us. And I think that it impacts a lot of people directly, you know, and it's something that we can leverage our geographical presence and, you know, get people excited about.
Let's go from water, and we have about 1 minute until a commercial break, but into something else you're doing, which is your Habitat Trust. And that's very exciting how you're focused on the environment.
You know, I come from a country, India, and, you know, we've got a population of 1.2 billion and growing. There's severe pressure on our natural resources. And when me and my husband founded the Habitats Trust, it was to conserve and protect our natural spaces and indigenous species. But more importantly, there are already amazing people doing great work. They need to be empowered and they need to be funded. So at least in a country like India, where we've got so many issues, sometimes a lot of the global funding and the funding within the country goes towards a lot more human-related causes, so education, healthcare. And then eventually it trickles down, and environment is then green energy. And then it trickles down in somewhere, then there's the natural spaces. So our strength is our ability to endow people doing great work and empower them, you know, and that's what the Habitats Trust does. We have very robust grants that we give through the year. There are projects that we run in many states across north to south, west to east, and working on lesser-known species and lesser-known habitats. You know, in a lot of countries, including India, you know, we all have mega mammal myopia, so which is your tigers and your elephants and your rhinos and your leopards. But every day that we speak, even as we speak now, there are those many more species going extinct. So I think the focus for the Habitats Trust is also lesser-known species, lesser-known habitats. For me, leadership in diversity is extremely important. And diversity not in gender, but diversity in thinking is extremely important. Today, as the, you know, chair of HCL Tech and the way, you know, we have constructed our board, out of our 14 board members, maybe just two people from the tech industry. I've got people from healthcare. You know, I've got people from the financial world. You know, I've got people from insurance, from the public sector. Because I think at a board level, you know, they bring a lot of diversity of thinking. And for an IT services company, our bread and butter is actually serving different industries. And if you do not understand how those people think and how they function and what matters to them, then how are you going to actually differentiate and create a service for them, which is unique? So I think listening, learning, diversity in thinking, and leading with a team. You're not a leader if you don't have a team. That's no leader. And sometimes you lead from the front, sometimes you lead from the back.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Roshni, we're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about leadership philosophy as well. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, and welcome back to the CEO Show. And Roshni, we were talking about the things you were doing important with the Habitat Trust, with water, which, as you say, could be the key element in the world that not everyone's considering. You've also been deeply involved in, I sort of call it creative philanthropy, what you're doing, because you do things that have these enormous spokes that can have significant impact. Let's talk about education.
So I think the role that, you know, we at the foundation, Shivnata Foundation, see playing for education is we're not trying to solve the problem of education. To create a catalytic impact, you have to try to solve the problem of leadership. In today's day and world, it's very important. We're seeing it all over the world. You know, while there is a large population that has access to education, there's a large population that doesn't have access to education. But more catastrophic is bad decision making by leaders all over the world. So I think attacking leadership creation and looking at philanthropy, creating institutions which will build leaders for tomorrow. And by leaders, I don't necessarily mean political leaders. They could be leaders in whichever field they choose to be in. But a big part today of being a leader is not only being conscientious, but also making decisions in an extremely informed and diverse, open mind sort of manner. So when we look at the Shivnata Foundation, whether it's our universities, whether it's our schools, it's bridging the education and leadership divide, but it's also providing a lot of scholarships for rural meritorious students to, you know, give them the kind of platform you and I had so that they have a shot at leadership. So the premise is leadership, and, you know, to get there is our institutions that we actually create.
And your foundation is actually among the most significant in the entire world. Talk more about it, and then we're going to get back into leadership and education, because not everyone has made that bridge, which is a really smart one.
The Shivnata Foundation, which is our family foundation, was founded in 1994 with a university down in South India. It's called the SSN College of Engineering. Within 2 decades, it's already in the top 10 private engineering colleges in India. And 2009 onwards, we built the rest of the institutions which are under the foundation. 2 more universities, again, 1 out of North India, 1 out of South India. These are liberal arts residential universities, you know, with different schools of engineering, schools of natural sciences, social sciences, law. And then we have a set of urban progressive schools, which are called the Shivnata Schools. They're in Delhi and they're in Chennai. And then we've got the Vidyagyan Rural Leadership Academies, which are out of the state of Uttar Pradesh in North India. And then lastly is the Kiranada Museum of Art. My mother is the largest collector of Indian modern and contemporary art in the world. So we're building India's first and perhaps largest private museum next to the Delhi International Airport. So when I look at our ecosystem of institutions, you know, what are we trying to do? I think, you know, when you're at the Shivnata Foundation, you've got kids that come in at kindergarten and nursery, and then you've got, you know, accomplished academicians at, you know, PhD level. And it's not the scope of the foundation is very large in terms of its institutions. But at any given time, we've got about 14 to 15,000 students in the system. And today we have about, you know, 35 to 40,000 alumni all over the world. So in terms of the investment that we put in into the foundation and the number of lives we touch, sometimes it doesn't seem proportional because you could imagine it could be so many more millions of lives. But we were trying to go deep in education and leadership and not necessarily go wide with education and skilling. So that's the Shivnada Foundation for you in a nutshell.
In a wonderful nutshell. And you mentioned art, and I know at like 7 or 8 years old, you would visit art with your mom and you learned a lot. What does the future of art mean to you in terms of humanity and society?
It's so interesting because in a lot of ways, art, whether current or in the past, from an artist's perspective, is a reflection of what was happening at that point in time in that country or in that environment. And it's their reflection of that. So art is extremely powerful, and it's the most effective storytelling medium. And for India, you know, art has often been viewed as historical monuments or history or dynasties, but not so much through actual visual art and painters and artists. The attempt for the Kiranada Museum of Art is to bring Indian modern and contemporary art, which we define as India in the last 150 years, to life. And in fact, we ran a global competition and we had a global jury and we've selected David Ajay. David built the African-American Museum at the Smithsonian as our architect for the museum. And it's David's first project in India. So it's a very exciting journey for all of us.
If there was one hope that you had for building a better world that pulls all of this together, what is that hope?
Wow, that's a big question. But I hope that people just care more about their environment. I truly hope that. What we are losing every day more than anything else, again, even reflecting from, you know, the fact that I live in India, is the right to clean air, the right to water, the right to a natural space, a right to, you know, the natural environment. And if you can just be a lot more conscious about that, you live a better life, you know. Spend less time on the screen and more time just soaking in.
That hits me viscerally. A lot of my listeners know, but I actually majored in environmental studies back in the 1980s before anyone even knew who it was. So you're actually bringing this to life, bringing it to fruition. Let's shift over to final topic, which is more of your leadership philosophy. And it was a fascinating insight that you gave of the connection between education and leadership. And not everyone recognizes that. Talk more about Roshni's leadership philosophy, if you could codify that.
If I just reflect on my own personal experience, you know, today I'm the chair of a tech company. In India, perhaps I'm one of the youngest chairs of a publicly listed organization. My own journey personally has been, as an undergrad, I was not an engineer. I was a liberal arts student. I studied film and television. You know, I worked in TV for a while. Then I went back and I did business school. And then, you know, I am now the chair of a technology company. And I think over the last 13 years of just being at HCL Tech, I've always been in the room, perhaps the least experienced in technology. So I think that to be a leader, you need to be a really good listener and you need to be a really good learner. I think I've spent a lot of time listening and learning. I'm still not there. I'm evolving. And that's the other thing. When you stop learning, you start aging. Since I don't plan to age, you know, we have to keep learning and keep listening. And I bring a certain set of skill sets to the table. But I believe there are other people that bring different skill sets to the table. So it doesn't mean they have to be better. It just has to be different.
On that inspirational note, Roshni, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello,
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Kay Koflovitz. How are you, Kay?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And it's great to have you on the CEO Show again. So, as many people know, Kay was the founder of USA Networks and then sold for $4.5 billion and then started something perhaps even way more significant, which is called Springboard. So we're going to talk a lot about success to significance. So let's start off. You were, like me, a Michigan State Spartan, and in your graduate thesis, you had this really interesting idea that turned into a super winner. Talk about that idea.
Well, I was really attracted to satellite communications when I was an undergraduate at the University of Wisconsin. Before I went to Michigan State to write my master's thesis on satellite technology and its potential impact on communications. And believe it or not, this was in the 60s, way before they were being used.
And so you had this vision. How did you turn it into the seeds of success?
Well, I was very fortunate to hear a lecture being given by a noted science fiction writer when I was on a trip as a student in London. And I saw this sign for a lecture on satellites when I was walking through London. And, that sounds really exciting, because when I was a kid, I was really intrigued by Sputnik and sort of excited and frightened by it all, the space war that was to follow. And as a student, I was very kind of interested in space. I thought, satellites. So I went in to listen to this lecture, and it was about geosynchronous orbiting satellites, which we take for granted today, but they had only been launched in 1965-66. So they were just coming into the market back then, and this lecture so impassioned me about the message she was giving about these satellites that could cover the Earth with only three satellites, something that was very technologically advanced in those days. And this person was Arthur C. Clarke, the famous science fiction writer of 2001 A Space Odyssey and all kinds of other science fiction books, and also a scientist. And he was projecting what these satellites would mean for communications on a global scale. We have to remember, back then we didn't have all this that we have today. We only had three broadcasts, really, actually 2.5 broadcast networks here in the United States. ABC wasn't even fully distributed in the United States back then. And what was really amazing about it was really that you could get to any location with these satellites instantaneously. It was just an idea that would never let me go. And I went back. I went to graduate school, wrote my master's thesis at Michigan State as a merit scholar, and had a wonderful professor, Walter Emery, who I worked with. He was an intellectual property attorney and was teaching intellectual property management at Michigan State. And he said, Kay, I have no idea what you're talking about in these satellites, but I know one thing. If what you're telling me is true about them, then I'm going to have to learn about them, because intellectual property is becoming an international phenomenon. I want to be the first one to learn all about the new communication system. So it was a wonderful opportunity for me to work with Dr. Emery.
How did you operationalize everything? Just give a snapshot, a couple of sentences, where it went to over the two decades. And I know there was a thrill in Manila and everything, but what was the turning point where you said, we have succeeded, we built something really powerful?
Well, I think that bringing all sports to cable before ESPN was a big watermark for the network and put it on the map. We were out there before anybody else with satellite delivery. And I think that was really very important. But then also bringing in the creative community, bringing in the Hollywood producers to produce for cable was also a big breakthrough. So when you say, when did I know it was going to be a success? It was already a success by the mid-80s. It was launched in 1977. So I've got to say that, it took years of my own education after graduate school and working in television, working in satellites, working in cable, that I really understood how to put the pieces together. to launch a network, and it was totally successful and profitable by the middle 80s. And I knew we had made it then. It was just a matter of growing and continual growth with the industry. It was not only the beginning of a network, it was the beginning of an industry.
And then when you sold the 2 decades later for $4.5 billion, and you've joked with me, you said, Robert, that's when $4.5 billion was real money. And you started something which to me is even more significant, which is Springboard, which has, you know, 835 portfolio women and $35 billion in value that you've created. And to me, as you and I have spoken many times, it's not just the right thing to do to get women CEOs in business. It is the economically smart, because it's physically or mathematically impossible that if 51% of women have the jobs, that only 8% of the women are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. We're holding the real talent back. Talk about your concept of Springboard, how you felt first after, you know, selling for such a large sum, and then why Springboard was so important.
Well, first of all, Robert, it would have been great if I'd owned the whole company and sold it for that amount, but, you know, it was actually sold the company much earlier than that. But growing a company of that size was a great experience. I loved every minute of it. But when I was leaving USA Network, I looked around and I saw all this money pouring over the transom in venture capital in the late 90s, 98, 99. $104 billion, which was a lot of money back then, and no women. And I thought to myself, where are the women? I know they've got to be out here. And so why? Why did we begin? Why did I want to do it? I was chair of the National Women's Business Council then and appointed by President Clinton. And before I took the position, I said to him, I would do it if I could use it to get women into equity capital, because that was what would be needed to grow sizable and sustainable companies. And that was my experience at USA. You had to invest to grow. And I thought, well, if women can't get the kind of investments that are competitive in the market, they're not going to be competitive enough in whatever market they're in, whether that's media, whether that's fashion tech, whether that's biotech, whether that's technology companies. You need to be competitive and raise capital. So that's what prompted us and me to really lead this, you know, growth of companies led by women to raise capital. And that's what the accelerator and the community of Springboard is. It is a great, large community of experts and entrepreneurs, investors, and business people who are really not only supporting with human capital and expertise, but many of us also invest in these women-led companies as well. There are good reasons to do it, by the way, because, for example, women entrepreneurs that bring in capital raise twice as much revenue as men do in comparable industries for the dollar invested. More women successfully exit their companies in the innovation economy, actually percentage-wise, than men. It's surprising for a lot of people to know that, but that is true.
So congratulations on that. What is your philosophy of what makes for successful succession planning?
In succession planning, I think it is really important to bring along your team and to develop the team of people that you're working with. And as you do that, you look at the talent and you really want to, your job is really to get the talent in the right positions so that they are going to be most successful. Those people are going to be the most successful they can be, help building the company. So in the succession, you really want to be able to pass it on to people who are prepared to take up the challenge that perhaps you have been having for all these years, and you want it to be a successful transition. So that's what you really want to see within a company. You want to see that successful transition. We're having a little challenge in our own country today to see successful transition of power. And it's the kind of thing that you don't want to see.
What is the website for Springboard?
Springboardenterprises.org, or you can also get there through sbspringboard.co, sb.co.com.
We are with Kay Koplovitz, and when we come back, we are going to talk about Springboard, and we're going to talk about why the investment in women is so important and is the right thing to do financially. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Kay Topolowitz, the founder of USA Networks, and then after that started something called Springboard, which is a tremendous enterprise of building women entrepreneurs and connecting them to capital. So here is the question, Kay. What is your take? I know you're a numbers person and you go through all the metrics on why investing in women is so smart financially. And this is to a woman who built a company that sold for $4.5 billion.
Well, look, women are 51% of the population, and we really need to be and should be in moving the economy forward and be full participants in it. And I can cite all the numbers about the Springboard companies that collectively, the 835 that have come through our program so far, have raised over $13 billion in equity and created over $35 billion in value with 225 exits and 22 IPOs and many more on the way. So what is the message here? The message is women really are building a scalable and women are really building scalable and sustainable businesses that are solving world problems. And some of the problems may not have appeared to men to be important, like women's health. We have over 300 companies that have come through in life sciences, in drugs development, in biotechnology, devices, diagnostics, important areas where there are a lot of women. There are a lot of women in biological sciences going through our universities and now starting companies. And they're attacking problems that are world-class problems for the health of women from birth all the way through life cycle. And it's really important that we do that. And it's commercially viable for people who are investors to really make a great profit as well. So we're seeing that with our companies. In the year 2020, when the pandemic shut us all down and a lot of companies got lower investments, and collectively women entrepreneurs' investment sizes dropped in the market. On the contrary, Springboard Enterprise entrepreneurs raised more capital in 2020 than they did in 19. And why? A lot of them were working also in things that were attached to the COVID market, that were solving problems, getting tests into home testing for COVID-19, clinical testing, companies like Everly Health and Medable, companies like that. We have companies in a treatment for autism, which is a big problem for a lot of families to solve, that will be coming to market. There are many of these companies that are already valued at over $1 billion. Now, if you came in as an investor at, let's say, a valuation of $50 million or $100 million, and now you're talking about a company that's worth in the private market and then going public at these rates, there's a great opportunity to make money on your investment. So it's not just a social issue with us. It's an activity in the market and a true participation in our economy. And Robert, I really look at it as our circular economy, because many of these women who are earning their own wealth through their companies and their liquidity processes are coming back and investing in companies coming behind them. And this is what I like to see, this circular economy and building more capital being put to work behind women entrepreneurs.
So, Kay, talk about women investing in capital and what metrics you can share with us.
Well, the reason I think it's really important that people invest in women as CEOs and founders of companies is because, actually, women raise more revenue, twice as much revenue, actually, for invested dollar that their male counterparts do. And as far as liquidity events, women are more likely to exit profitably for their companies on the whole than men. And it's not to say that this is a gender race, but to say that women do really perform well, invest your capital that you invest in them very well. They're great users of capital. So these are really good reasons to be investing because it's going to be a profitable exercise for you. I mean, we're really trying to raise the bar on the amount of capital that is available to women entrepreneurs at different levels and on the investing side and on the entrepreneurial side. And, we want to, we're making progress, but it should go faster than it is. But we've come a long ways in 20 years. None of this capital was available, and God knows nothing was available when I started USA. So,
Kay, we've spoken a lot about success and significance. Could you just give one definition of what success means to you and what significance means to you?
Well, look, we all have our own definitions of success. For me, I just love building. I love building companies, whether it's my company or helping others build really great companies. So for me, it's successful to see that, whether it's me or people I'm working with. I love to see that. That from success to, significance. What is the significance of your success? How many people have you touched with it? Have you made people's lives better? Have we improved the way we work and live? I think that, to me, is, sort of what the result of what we do should be and what we like it to be.
Now let's shift to talk about succession planning. So you built a company. It sold for $4.5 billion. There's a succession plan there and an exit. You also, through Springboard, have had many, I think it was 22 companies or something, had major IPOs. And built 835 companies where you've helped. I want to thank you so much for being on the CEO show, talking about transformative CEOs. You started your career with a vision for really being, a master's student on your thesis at Michigan State and writing about satellites, hearing Arthur C. Clarke, and then starting USA Networks, being the first female CEO of a network in the world. And then at the culmination where that sold for $4.5 billion, creating something called Springboard, where you've helped create over 835 major organizations of women and really making the first connection between women and capital. You're a true hero in success to significance in the economy.
Thank you for inviting me to your interview today. I've enjoyed speaking with you, as always, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.